Two security flaws have emerged, affecting just about every computer you'll ever touch. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. There's news security researchers have been scrambling for about 6 months to fix flaws in the microprocessors inside almost all the computers in the world. What's more, there are apparently two of these vulnerabilities. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra is here with me live. Mariel, you've got the first one. What's it called?
It's called Meltdown, and it's a problem with the computer microprocessors made by Intel. To give you a sense of scope, about 90% of chips in the world's 1.5 billion desktop and laptop computers are made by Intel. And this flaw basically allows hackers to steal files from laptops and desktop computers. Hackers could use the flaw to run malicious software and then get into a lot of the sensitive data. This issue apparently doesn't just impact personal devices. It's a problem for people and businesses that are connected to the cloud, since those servers could be vulnerable too. But there's a second one of these. You've been looking into it, right?
Yeah, I've got what's called Spectre, like your Meltdown thing there, Mariel. Spectre also potentially would let clever hackers steal everything, passwords, pictures, everything. Spectre is a basic weakness not just in Intel processors, but in most computer chips known to humankind, and it's a design thing baked into the chip. If you had a really, really small soldering iron, maybe that would help. But experts are quoted saying the world may just have to wait for the next generation of chips for this to get fixed. As for the other problem, the Intel-specific software problem, what's next? Is it fixable?
Microsoft has pushed out an update that patches the problem. Apple also has an update. The catch is that researchers are saying those patches could slow computers down by 20 to 30%. Intel says it'll depend on how many programs you're running, and it shouldn't be significant for the average computer user.
Mariel, thank you very much. Intel stock fell more than 3% yesterday. It's down another 2% in pre-market trading. Rival Advanced Micro Devices stock went up 5% yesterday. It's up another 3% pre-market. Some other numbers. The FTSE in London is up 2 scant points. Stock index futures. The Dow future is up 0.3%. S&P future up 0.1%. Now, the president of the United States wants us to build American and consumers to buy American. Beyond that, there's a movement to get people interested in stuff produced ethically. But do people really want to know how the sausage or the smartphone or the Madras shirt was made? The product launch site called The Grommet asked people about this in a national survey, and The Grommet's founder and CEO, Jules Pierre, is here with the data. Hi, Jules.
Hey, David.
Buy America, buy local, maybe avoid products from sleazy suppliers. You have a survey that says Americans don't really care all that much?
Big sigh here, because definitely a glass half empty side to the data. I think that the biggest number that might indicate that is 48% of Americans. We talked to 2,000 of them. 48% feel like it's easier to adopt an ignorance is bliss policy when making purchases.
All right. So if you look at the 40% where maybe ignorance is more bliss, I mean, really, they don't care if it's made in a sweatshop in South Asia. They're fine with that. They don't want to give nice people who made something in Detroit a preference.
Well, there is an interesting thing here. 64% of them feel guilty about the various products they purchase. So I don't think that they're completely cavalierly, blindly not caring. But my own observation, because we've been launching products since 2008, is that the awareness for the origin of your products is marching through different categories. And I would say food was something we could track easily in 2008 as an area of concern. Farmers markets have been growing, you know, annually 17% year over year since then. They're a big thing and they're inconvenient, right? So if you're going to go out of your way to a farmers market, you care about food. Apparel is really what's gotten the next biggest focus, as opposed to maybe electronics, which I think is probably an area that is kind of understated in terms of where people might not appreciate the conditions.
So where am I leaving you, Jules? Are you encouraged by the about 50% that seem to care where their stuff is from and under what conditions it's produced? Or are you depressed about the still large percentage, just under 0.5%, who don't seem to care that much?
I'm an entrepreneur. My nature is to be optimistic. And 52% of people caring is a massive market, you know, over 150 million people. So I think there's plenty of room there for that segment to make change and to lead the rest of us.
Jules Pierre, co-founder and CEO of The Grommet. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, David. Thank you.
Jules is also entrepreneur in residence at the Harvard Business School and an occasional contributor here. Britain and the U.S. are often neck and neck in the dubious sweepstakes for widening gap between rich and poor. At the moment, the inequality gap is a bit wider in the U.K., despite the Prime Minister there, Theresa May, saying she wants to tackle this. Well, today, Britain marks what's been dubbed Fat Cat Day, the day the average British CEO has already earned what the average worker makes in a year, the BBC's Jonty Bloom explains.
On average, full-time staff in Britain earn around $39,000 a year. But by just the third normal working day of the new year, top chief executives will have already earned the same amount. That's despite the fact that pay for top executives fell back last year from $7.3 million on average to $6 million. And that means they still earn 120 times more than the average worker. As part of government reforms from later this year, around 900 listed companies will have to publish and justify the pay ratio between their chief executives and their average workers.
In the U.S., CEOs make on average 271 times the average worker's salary. 40 years ago in America, the boss made just 30 times the average. Checking markets one more time. S&P futures are at the moment up 0.1%. The Dow future is up 0.3%. The NASDAQ future, which has been on quite a tear this year and actually last year as well. The NASDAQ future is up 0.2%, 10 points. Crude oil up again, $61.83 a barrel. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.